a Cincinnati edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Deadly, unintentional shootings by children increased 43% back in March and April of this year. That's according to statistics from the advocacy group Every Town for Gun Safety. At the same time, gun sales were surging during coronavirus lockdowns. The Ohio chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics has teamed up with firearm owners, pediatricians, and others to create the Partnership for Safety of Children Around Firearms and launched a pilot program called Store It Safe. This is designed to encourage safe storage of firearms and to help educate families. As part of the program, pediatricians' offices will offer gun lock boxes to parents. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss the program is the past president of the Ohio chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics and the co-medical director of the Store It Safe program, Dr. Mike Gittleman. Dr. Gittleman, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Doctor, in recent weeks, we've had a couple of segments where we talk to teenage students about the depression they're feeling, about the uncertainty in their lives because they're at home, they're away from their friends. This isn't the way childhood is supposed to be. And obviously, with that comes thoughts and talk of taking one's life. Part of this program, I understand, Dr. Gittleman, is designed to change the way we talk about firearms and safety issues around them, but also keeping adolescents safe from suicide. And so when we think about there being broader access to guns in the home and these terrible thoughts that kids are having at no fault of their own, share with us a little bit about what the thoughts are behind this program related to that specifically.
So the program started because we were frustrated. I'm an ER physician, and we've been seeing increased firearm shootings that are happening to teenagers. And we said, what is something that we can do? And so we brought together really a polar group that had gun owners. We had concealed carry. We had police officers. We had parents. And we brought everyone together to say, what is the messaging? Because the message isn't you shouldn't have a gun, because there are going to be guns in a home. The message is, what can we do to be safer? And everybody agreed that if a firearm is not on you personally, then it should be locked away. And it's no different than many of the other preventative things that we talk about with children. So we counsel them about what to do and how to act in certain behaviors to make you less risky. Well, but we also have to have some barriers. There's no difference between four-sided fencing or locking up your medicines. Locking up a firearm is the same exact message.
And so why is a pediatrician's office the ideal location for this type of conversation?
That's a great question, and we get that all the time. So there's a couple reasons. One, pediatricians know the development of a child. So we know what their next thing or what they're about to do. So I can tell you when you should be careful of feeding solids to a child. I can tell you when a child's about to walk and you should put stair gates up. So we know a lot about behavior to give anticipatory guidance. Also, we worry about safety. So the number one cause of death to children is injuries, and it causes more morbidity and mortality than all diseases combined. So if we're going to care for children, our job should be to provide anticipatory guidance to make children safer. As I said, firearms in the home is no different than other hazards that might be in a home. So I tell families that if they have a television set and it's a flat screen that's up on the counter, it can tip and cause a problem to their child. I tell them that the child needs to sleep a certain way so that their infant doesn't have a sleep-related death. So this is all part of the same discussions that we have all of the time with families.
During some of the conversations that we've had on this program that I referenced at the beginning of this segment, Dr. Gittleman, about teen suicide or teen depression during this pandemic, we often get advice to parents about how to raise those issues with their children. I understand that this program that you're a part of, this Store It Safe program, it is designed to assist in conversations. I mean, this is a conversation that's not just going to be involving pediatricians. This is going to happen inside the home. Is there something unique about the guidance for families in facilitating these types of conversations compared to what we might have done in the past related to guns in the house?
That's a good question. I think the first thing is that you know, it's important for families to talk to their teenagers. So one, you should get to know your child. Although it kind of sounds obvious, it isn't always easy. Teens can be quiet. They might not want to talk to adults. But if you spend time with them every day, you have family dinners, you get to know their friends, you get involved with them, you might understand a little bit of what their thought process is. Also, you should know some of the risk factors and ask your kids about them. So I think it's important to ask a child about whether they might be depressed or how they're feeling. Unfortunately, at any given time, 1 in 5 children are depressed. So it's important to kind of get an idea of what their worries are at the time. And if you have concerns, then you need to seek medical attention. They might be too bashful, but you can actually help them out. And then the last thing is that teens are incredibly impulsive. And so putting some type of barrier between them so that if they are impulsive at that time, we can actually do something about it. Most people don't realize that when they interview survivors of near lethal suicide attempts, about 25% made an attempt within 5 minutes of that decision, 50% within 20 minutes, and 71% within an hour. So if we can put a barrier so that within that first hour, they can't get to a lethal means, we could make them safer and get them the help that they need.
We're talking with Dr. Mike Gittleman. He is the co-medical director of the Store It Safe program. He's also the past president of the Ohio chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. He joins us via Zoom today. Can you talk to us a little bit about unintentional shooting deaths involving children and how your organization or this new program views them as preventable, if you do?
Yeah, so unfortunately, the majority of these unintentional shooting deaths either occur to very small children, so the children that might be less than 5, and then they occur with teenagers when they try and commit suicide. And so the idea is to put some type of barrier so that a kid can't get to it. The saddest part is the majority of these types of shootings occur from a friend or another individual in the home, and they find the firearm and they pull the trigger and someone gets injured. So the idea is to make it so that a child can't get to that type of lethal means. As I gave the example before, we recommend that all pools have a 4-sided fence around it. The reason why is we do not want a toddler to get near a pool because it's a lethal means that can cause significant injury. So this is a very similar program.
Do you have concerns about the lockdowns and kids potentially being in closer proximity to firearms?
Yeah, that's a good point. So I will tell you that, as you mentioned before, but every town, they did a study and they found that unintentional shooting deaths increased by 30% just in March, April, and May of 2020 compared to other months in the past 3 years of similar months. We also have seen, unfortunately, an increase in scald burns, ingestions, dog bites, child abuse, all during that time as well, because kids are at home and they're getting involved in things that they really shouldn't, or there's a lot of stress and tension within the family. So I think, yes, those are all important parts. However, even before this occurred, this pandemic, we were seeing an increase in suicides, and we were seeing an increase in depression. And a lot of that has to do with other factors, such as bullying that occurs, or an increase in internet usage. I mean, studies have shown that more than 5 hours of video games and internet usage a day is strongly associated with increased depression and suicidality. And then increases in stress and in the school and home also increases this. And I think that this pandemic has just caused a lot more stress to teenagers. And as a result, we're seeing a little bit more of these increase in depression and suicidality.
And Dr. Gittleman, part of the Store It Safe program engages who are listed as firearm owners in your marketing materials. What does that mean? How did you all go about engaging with firearm owners in creating this?
I think that everyone can get their hands around to say, we want children to be safer. We do not want them to see them be injured either by suicide and or by an unintentional shooting. And anything that we can do is important. I think gun owners feel that way. I think that NRA feels that way. I think that everybody can feel that way. So we decided, what is something that we can all get our hands around and say, boy, this is something that we should do. And that's how this program started. And I think it's really exciting to see that these all these groups that really sit there and argue a lot, we brought everyone together to really come up with some common messaging.
So I was hoping then that you could share a little bit about how that common messaging was created, what types of conversations were had by the adults.
It was eye-opening, I think, on both sides. We didn't realize that a lot of firearm owners didn't understand, similar to the question that you asked at the beginning, why are pediatricians asking? We also heard that a lot of firearm owners were worried that this was just a way for people to get data on whether there were firearms or not. So then we said, boy, we have to ask as pediatricians. We need to address this differently, not ask, do you have a gun? We assume that everyone has a gun since 40 to 50% of homes have one. And we really just need to be talking about what are some preventative methods and why we're asking it should be explained more. We also found that we should be putting it in the same realm of all other prevention. So when we talk about locking up medications, when we talk about other preventative strategies, such as you should wear safety equipment when you play sports, we should also be addressing other home things such as locking away your firearm. And I think that that really helped us frame the messaging a lot better. And it really helped us in talking to families when we were trying to get our message across.
Your organization shared some statistics with us or some information with us that suggests a quarter of 3- and 4-year-olds can pull a 10-pound trigger, and approximately 60% of handguns require trigger pull strength of less than 5 pounds. Was that information that surprised people? I know it's always shocking in the news when we find out that a toddler or a young person was playing with a gun and managed to shoot it. So is this information surprising to people outside of your field?
I think it is. I mean, it's not only is that surprising, but a lot of families, when you ask them, you say, if your child would find a gun, what would you do? And many say they would walk away and they wouldn't do anything. And there's been a lot of studies that look at, you know, toddlers and young children are incredibly curious. And if they find something, they're going to look at it. And unfortunately, they can pull the trigger. I mean, there's studies that have shown that if you just have a firearm in a room, a child that's 4 to 5 years of age is going to find that firearm more than 50% of the time. And more than 25% of the time, they're going to pull the trigger. And so that is why it's essential that they cannot get access to it.
I know that you work in an emergency room, and while hearing about children being involved in shootings through the media is jarring enough, I imagine that inside an emergency room where a young person is brought in with wounds is quite shocking. What do you learn from that type of experience that motivates you to participate in this type of effort?
Well, again, unfortunately, these are 100% preventable. And so what is most frustrating is a child that has every ability to succeed in society and do well ends up having an unintentional injury that can cause significant morbidity where they cannot participate in society and or mortality or death. And it doesn't only affect just the child, but it's everyone in their family, everyone that they know. And so these things, if we could prevent them, that's what we should be doing so that we're not seeing the significant injuries and or deaths. And it's very simple, is you make it so that they don't have access. And that's the whole idea of this program.
In our last 30 seconds together, Dr. Gittleman, what is it that parents receive when they take the materials?
The most important thing is that we're asking pediatricians to screen at every visit. We want to catch kids when they're depressed right away. And then when they are, we want to get them services, and we want to isolate so that the lethal means are not accessible to them. So lock away your medicines, lock away alcohol, and lock away firearms. And we're not just asking the pediatricians, we're asking community organizations also. Talk with kids. This is something that needs to be open, and we need to start having these conversations so that we can protect the children that we care for.
Dr. Mike Gittleman is the co-medical director of the Store It Safe program. He's also the past president of the Ohio chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. We've got a link to more information on this at wvxu.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. Dr. Gittleman, thank you so much for the time you shared with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.